Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Max Ashton broadcasting from the Learning Center at the Martha's Vineyard Regional High School here at the library, Mac and MV. Today, we have a special show exclusively to, we're going to do a discussion group on the Ray Rice incident. With my panel, I have here two former guests of the demo to the Mac and MV show. We have Liam Smith, Luke McCracken, and our newest, probably most lovely member of the team is Kyra Wayland. She plays field hockey for the field hockey team, obviously. She's going to be the woman input on this panel. So let's start this off, guys. What do you think, what are your initial thoughts on the entire incident between Ray Rice and his girlfriend, Janae?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that he's got a mean left hook.
That was awful.
That's horrible.
Well.
No, but, I mean, it's inexcusable to hit a woman, and it's an awful thing, and it seems to be something that the NFL is cracking down on recently with their new...
Domestic abuse guide
rules.
Yeah. Do you guys have any words for, like, Roger Goodell? You think he conducted himself well during the thing, or you think he's on?
I saw something today that said, like, he was given the film by police officials and didn't really do anything about it, so.
Yeah.
He might be losing his job pretty soon.
Yeah. Kyra, what do you say about this?
They were fiancés.
When the video was taken, and they're married now, yes.
So, why, like, I guess the biggest question would be, like, why? Why would she marry somebody like that?
Well,
lots of money.
Like, after they've already done.
I think that,
makes her stronger.
There's
two different scenarios. One, she either feels trapped. She probably doesn't want to escape the relationship, or fear of beating her him like killing her or something like that. Or she's truly in love with him, and she thinks that they can get over this as a couple.
I mean, she was, like, knocked out on the ground. Like,
yeah,
dragged her unconscious out of an elevator.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched the video. Yeah, she got in the elevator and, like, smacked him and pushed him, and he hit her. So she came after him and started screaming, and he just clocked her right in the face. It was awful.
I mean, like, this sort of means, not means, but could lead to having, like, this happen all the time.
Well, yeah, no, I think what they were saying was there's no way that he would be that comfortable hitting a woman,
like, he could
if he hadn't hit her before.
Yeah, and he could be doing this, like, all the time.
Offense. You can't, you don't clock a woman like that and, like first time.
Do you think that he was sober? You think that he cognizantly just get off me?
She's all over the place and he's all over the place.
They were at a hotel, right?
They're at a casino.
A casino. Well, then I'd assume.
He's sitting there sort of wobbling, and she walks over and going back and forth and bumps in the elevator. And, I mean, you can tell they're
pretty flavor blasted. Yeah.
I remember the
symbol. So, anyways, the Keith Olbermann, who has a talk show on ESPN, he called for the resignation of Roger Goodell, a couple of the vice presidents of the NFL, the Internal Searches Committee, the prosecutor in the case of Ray Rice, as well as the Ozzie Newsome, the general manager of the Baltimore Ravens, to resign from their positions. Do you guys think that's a little harsh, or do you guys think that...
I think that's a bit harsh. I mean, you can't just have everybody resign and have a total turnover. This isn't like a governmental coup.
Yeah.
I think they made a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyra, what do you think?
I agree. I don't think it's, like, a big enough.
You agree for them to resign?
No, I agree with Luke. I don't think it's a big enough deal for all these people to resign.
Yeah.
I think it was mishandled.
I mean, it was not a good situation at all, but I don't think they need to. That's yeah. a strong circumstance.
He also called for the boycott of every single Baltimore Ravens game this season until such resignations take place.